everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. This is your host, Antea Evelina, and I am grateful for today's journey. Well, once again, friends, thank you so much for tuning in to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. I hope you had an opportunity to check out our previous episode that was launched last week. It was titled Share Your Fruit. And in that particular episode, I did unpack 6 rules of engagement that will help you to effectively share your fruit. Also, last week, we launched our website, don'tbelievethehypo.com. So when you get an opportunity, please go over to our website and check it out. Also, make sure that you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Well, today's episode is titled Barriers and Obstacles. And in this episode, we will unpack some of the barriers and obstacles that we will encounter as we are on our way to living our life on purpose with purpose. A barrier is something that stops us in our tracks, and an obstacle is something that delays our journey. And as I prepared for this podcast episode today, I sought the Lord. And where I did want to address one thing that we tend to deal with as we're sharing our fruit, the Lord revealed another. He illuminated it in scripture in Jude 22, where it talks about sharing compassion and being different, sharing compassion and making a difference. We as human beings and we as believers are supposed to be different and make a difference. And that's inconsistently and effectively sharing our fruit. Compassion is something we hear in the Bible when Jesus performed miracles. And we discussed in previous episodes how, truthfully, in order for miracles and signs and wonders to take place, compassion needs to be present. And so as we start on our journey of sharing our fruit with other people, we have to understand that compassion needs to be present. Empathy needs to be present. And sharing your fruit is not always something tangible. We share hope, we share peace, we share love, we share positivity, we share gratitude. There's so many things that we can share. And right now in the world, we're dealing with a pandemic. And right here locally, we're dealing with a tornado and the devastation that it left. And because of the COVID-19, we're unable to go to devastated areas and offer aid because of the risk of spreading the virus. So then what do we do? If we can't touch people, if we can't come in contact with people and have a conversation with people, how do we share our fruit? We share our fruit with others by letting them know that we care, by letting them know that they're not alone. And when we see such obvious devastation in people's lives, it seems as if the human condition wants to comfort people. But there's unseen devastation that happens in people's lives that we have to be sensitive to as well. And so when it comes to learning how to effectively share our fruit, there's not always going to be a pandemic. There's not always going to be a natural disaster that we visibly can see with our eyes and decide that we want to make human contact with people and we want to show our support. We're going to have to be able to reach those people where we may not obviously see. And not everybody's going to be lovely. Not everybody's going to smell good. Not everybody's going to be friendly. And so we have to address those challenging things that may come up as we are on our journey of sharing our fruit. And I really wanted to be transparent in this episode, as I always build notes and I always want to make sure that I make my points and I share things with you. But I would say do some soul searching. Do some soul searching. I can remember being inside my home with my family as the tornado was happening. And I remember immediately when it stopped how my neighbors, to my frustration, came out of their homes. And where I thought that they were just coming out of their homes unnecessarily, what they were doing was they were coming out to check on others. And you heard conversation, hey, are you okay over there? Hey, are you guys all right? You know, they were doing pulse checks on who was okay because they knew that something dramatic had happened. And that's what we have to do in our day-to-day lives, is we have to constantly do pulse checks to make sure that people are okay, that we have to check on people. And I will refer back to our 6 rules of engagement again from the previous podcast. It's not always going to be easy to spend time. It's not always going to be easy to invest in others. It's going to be challenging. It may be inconvenient, but it's totally necessary. Because once my neighbor was like, hey, are you guys okay down there? Do you need some candles? I kind of like, my mind shifted. And I was like, that's right. That's right. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's catching. And so as we do it, then it makes it obvious to others what they should be doing. Well, everyone, thank you again for listening to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. I will tell you that I did have my own agenda in regards to what I would talk about today. I knew that the subject at hand would be barriers and obstacles, and I had yet not known what the details of it would be. I had no idea that a tornado would happen and it would be literal barriers and obstacles in our way. But in effort to share my fruit, I am in my closet with no power, and I'm recording this podcast because I said I would. And I'm recording this podcast because I know that it's going to reach somebody and it's going to help someone. And so I'm going to make sure that I stick to what I say, because my word is my bond. And I realize that I have a responsibility to produce these podcasts because I believe that it's going to reach people and it's going to spark something in someone. And so if you are listening to me right now, I say be encouraged. Let us know how you're doing. Message us on Instagram or on our Facebook page. Go onto our website and leave a message on our contact form, don'tbelievethehypo.com. Our social media is at don'tbelievethehypo. We want to know how you're doing. And I just hope that today that you understand that if you are alive and you're listening to this, that you are blessed. Love you all. Have a great day.